Hello, the topic in this session is about startup team and your leadership. Okay, in the previous video clip, you listened to the special lecture by Sam Altman, you know, founder of OpenAI. So now you understand how important having great team is. So, you know, throughout this session, we are going to talk about this topic more detail. Okay, are you ready? The first topic is the startup team, which is part one. Okay, so before we go into the main topic, you know, let's look at this simple quiz. Can you guess the differences between two groups? Okay, the group one, do you know who is she? You know, she is Sarah Blakely, and she is the founder of Spanx. You know the Spanx? Okay, her net worth, $1.2 billion. Okay, she is rich. Okay, and second person, yes, Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos is founder of Amazon.com. He's very famous. Probably he is number one or number two richest man in the world right now. Okay, the third one, yes, he is Pierre Omidyar, the founder of eBay.com. Okay, so now you know everybody. And what about group two? Okay, let's look at him. Steve Jobs, yes, although he passed away, but he's very famous. Everybody knows who he is. And, you know, Bill Gates, right? Bill Gates is still alive and also very famous. Okay. And the last one, you know, do you know who he is? Yes, he is Sergey Brin, you know, founder of Google. Okay, you use Google right now, right? He founded Google. Okay, so is there any differences between these two groups? What it is? Just name anything, what it is. Yeah, both are riches, okay, everybody is founders, right? What is the differences? Okay, my answer is, you know, group one is the solo founders. And group two, yes, of course, the team founders, you know that. Okay, so anyways, and then is there any big difference between solo founders and team founders? Okay, which group is better, you know, in terms of the performance? What do you think? Solo founders better or team founders better? Okay, both groups are very successful. Think about it. You know, Jeff Bezos, you know, he's a solo founder, but he made a fortune, right? Bill Gates is a kind of, you know, team founders, but he became the, you know, the world ranked number one, you know, the, you know, entrepreneur, right? Okay, so what is the big differences? But guys, clearly there is a big differences in some kind of characteristics between solo founders and team founders. Okay, let's compare each groups. Okay, let's look at the table. Okay, this is a comparison chart between solo founder and co-founders. Okay, what is the differences between them? In terms of speed, yes, according to the research, solo founders are less likely to grow, okay, than co-founders. You know, on average, co-founders grow much faster than solo founders. How much? By 35%, which is big differences though. And what about problem solving? Okay, think about it. Solo founder has just only one brain in the company. On the other hand, co-founders will have two or more brains, okay, in the team. Okay, which teams are better? Yes, of course, co-founders are better. Okay, in terms of problem solving. So the solo founders has limited perspective. On the other hand, the co-founders double the effectiveness of the, you know, problem solving because they have more brains. Okay, and what about the risk? You know, if you are solo founder, then you took this risk by yourself alone. On the other hand, the co-founders can spread out this risk, which means to reduce the kind of risk factors, okay? And then what about capital raised? Yes, of course, solo founders don't have much network and, you know, they don't have much abilities because they are alone. So probably it is a little bit hard to attract, you know, venture capital companies. On the other hand, the co-founders have many and different person, you know, in a team, and they have many different and diverse network. So I think it's a little bit easier to attract, you know, VC capital money, okay, compared to the solo founder. So this is a kind of a difference between solo founder and co-founders. Which one is better? Okay, so I cannot say which one is better from this table, because this table just compare, you know, the solo founder and co-founders. This table cannot tell us which group is better, okay? So let's look at the current trend in terms of, you know, kind of a solo founder or co-founders. The first one, wow, surprisingly, solo-founded startups are more common than ever. Wow. Okay, so it means that the people are more likely to start their business alone. Okay. Previously, they are starting their company with others together, right? But these days, you know, just they start alone, right? You know, according to the statistics in 2024, 35% of all new startups had a single founder. Wow. It is up from 17% in 2017. Okay, so 7 years later, what happened? Solo founding companies increased by 17%, which is a big growth, right? The proportion of the companies with three or more founders has dropped. Okay, so, you know, big teams drops, but only one man company is increasing, right? And new technology, why is it happening? Because of the new technology. Okay, right now we can use AI technology or mobile technology or the other, you know, the cloud computing technology. So we can reduce the cost of the infrastructure, reduce the cost of the technology, okay? So that or AI can cover many men's work, right? So new technology make it easier for one man to launch the startup without any co-founders. So that's why, you know, one man company is increasing these days. Okay, thanks to the development of technology. So now you understand the trend. Okay, let's look at another trend. 83% of VC-backed startups in 2024 had co-founders. Oh my God, this is a kind of different story. Okay, so although one-man company is increasing, but VCs, I mean the investors still prefer, you know, co-founded companies, right? How much? 83%. Oh my God, so the majority of the VC-backed companies are co-founded companies. Wow, it's a bad news for the single, you know, the solo founded company. I'm sorry about that. So investors still prefer teams, okay? Investors believe that teams can better handle startup challenges. Yes, startup can be associated with the risk. So the solo founded companies is vulnerable. Okay, for solo founded companies are vulnerable when they faced some challenges or external risk. On the other hand, if you have co-founders, then you can spread out the risk. Okay, so the risk management. So the investors really care for the risk management, right? So that's why they prefer teams, okay? There's another trend, okay, among the teams, you know, equal split of the equity, equal split of the equities are increasingly common. Okay, what do you mean by that? You know, for example, if you start with two people, then you can split your equity 50-50. Okay, but previously, there's some complicated calculation. Okay, so for example, you know, I put more money on this company, so I took, you know, 70% of the share, 60% of the share. Or, you know, I developed the most of an important program, most important service product of our company. So that's why I should have, you know, 80% of the share. Okay, so you are contributing little, okay, or less than me. So that's why you took 20%, I took 80%, something like that. Okay, or, you know, I am the CEO, you are the CFO, or you are the COO. You know, in the traditional company, CEO received much better than COO or CFO. So that's why I took, you know, I should take 60% and you will take 40%, something like that. But recently teams split, you know, equal based of the equity. So let's say if you start three people, then you can split just one third, okay, 33%, roughly 33%, 33%, 33%, and evenly distribute it, okay? Wow, it's a kind of a new trend. It's good to know that. It's a good thing is, yes, you know, if you do that, equal split, then, you know, it is easy to calculate and implement, okay, your equity calculation. And also it allows teams to avoid some kind of conflict and also complex negotiations, right? So I think there's a good things. And it helps avoid conflicts. Yes, I already mentioned that among the teams. Okay, I've heard many very similar story that, you know, one of the co-founders left the company, not because of his or her performance, but because of the conflict between the, you know, co-founders in terms of the equity split, okay? So anyway, so if we adopt equal split, then we can avoid, you know, conflict. Okay, let me summarize the current trend, okay? Well, the solo founders, do you remember that? 35% of the new startup in 2024 are solo-founded companies, okay, up from 17%. And co-founders, you know, the VC-backed companies are mostly co-founders, right? And VC fundings, you know, VCs are less likely to, you know, fund solo founders, or more likely to fund, you know, the co-founded companies, okay? And equity, you know, solo founders, you know, doesn't have to worry about the equity split because you are alone and you have just 100% of the share. But co-founded startup, yes, equal split is becoming, you know, common these days, right? So you already knew that. This is kind of a trend. So now you understand the differences between solo founding company and co-founded startup, okay? So, but think about this, you know, although it is increasing, I mean, although solo founding companies are increasing these days, you know, co-founded company still exist and account for the majority portion of the entire startups. Okay, do you remember those, you know, numbers? You know, still 65% of the entire startups are co-founded startup. Okay, so from this statistics, we can understand there is a clear benefit or a clear strength of the teams, okay, when you start the businesses. So the why team matters in the startup. Why we care for the, you know, founding team when you decided to start your businesses? Why? Probably there is some reason. Okay, let's look at the reasons. Okay, the first reason is strong teams work better, okay, do better, and pivot faster, and persevere longer mean, you know, you stay long, okay, you are consistent, okay, perseverance. And second, no single founder can master all domains. Okay, so, you know, we are human being. You cannot master all the thing. Okay, so we need to divide our labor work. Okay, our labors, right? And a strong team brings, you know, diversity and the role, you know, clarity, right? Diversity. Diversity is the key. And then, you know, if you have a good team and strong team, then you are able to attract, you know, better investors, more investors, and, you know, higher amount of the money. And also you can attract talented employees. Okay. So these are all, you know, the strengths of the team. Let's do another one. A strong team provides emotional support. Wow, it's great. Emotional support and encouragement, motivation. Okay, think about if you do your homework alone, then, you know, your motivation is to decrease and nobody encourages you to do so. So that's why you lose your interest as well. But if you do your assignment together with your friends, then, you know, your friend can support you emotionally, and also they encourage you not to give up, and you can increase your motivation to work hard. Something like that. It's very similar to the startup, you know, area, right? So now you understand the strengths of the team. It's kind of obvious. It's pretty obvious. Now let's define the team. What is team? Okay, it's pretty simple. Team is two or more individuals who pursue new business idea together. Yes, of course, the teams involved in kind of management, and also they can share the ownership together, right? These are teams. It's pretty easy. Okay, guys, look at the triangle. Look at the picture. Well, according to Wasserman, Professor Wasserman, who is a very famous, you know, scholar in the area of the startup team, argued that there are three important R's in the startup, you know, co-founding startup team, right? The first R is relationship. Relationship concern for, you know, whom should we work together, right? Whom? And second R is roles, okay, your role, okay? And your division of the labor, okay? Your position inside the company, okay? This is the second R, roles. And third R is reward. Okay, reward is about kind of equity or compensation, something like that. Okay, well, let's look at the relationship more detail. Relationship is about whom should we work together. Okay, so the you know, critical question of the relationship section is where to find our co-founders. Okay, where to find our co-founders? I have many questions from my student. Majority questions are, you know, where to find co-founders? They ask me. Then, you know, my answer is, I don't know. Okay, maybe, you know, you just look for your friends. So where to find your co-founders? First area is existing network, okay? You just look for your friend first. Your friends, your colleague, or your classmate, your parents or your kind of partners, your husband and wife, okay? Or the father and sons, something like that. You use your existing network for the first time, okay? When you try to find out your co-founders, it's obvious, it's so natural. And according to the research, significant portion of the startups are co-founded by friends or close, you know, acquaintance, okay? So such as, you know, family members or relatives or husband, wife, something like that. I will give you an example. Although there are tons of many examples, but these examples are kind of a classic example about the company founded by existing network, okay? And do you know who they are? The lady, you know, is a beautiful lady, is Sandy Lerner, and the handsome man is the Lambosa. You know, they were both working at the Stanford University, okay, as a kind of a computer managers. Sandy Lerner was working at the business school. On the other hand, you know, Lambosa was working at the engineering school, okay? And they felt in love with each other while they are working at the Stanford University, so they got married together later, okay? So they became the husband and wife. They became family. Then what happened? You know, they want to start the Cisco, which is a networking devices company. Why they started this company? Because, you know, when they are working at the Stanford University, they work at the two different departments, and there's no way to communicate, you know, on, you know, daytime, okay? Because there is no email, there is no connection between two different buildings. So that's why they commercialized networking devices to connect network and network in a different building. So from now on, if we don't have Cisco devices, we cannot access the internet. So the Cisco became really, really huge company right now. And Cisco is one of the fast growing company in the human history. Anyway, this is Cisco, founded by husband and wife. Okay, this is a clear example of, existing network. Second, where to find your co-founders. Okay, you participate in a startup event or accelerators. Okay, so program like Y Combinator, TechStars, and there are many networking events. Those networking events or accelerators can provide kind of opportunity for you to meet potential co-founders. Okay, so please go there and try to find out the potential co-founders for you. You know, today, Y Combinator provides some kind of a very structured meeting, okay, for the, you know, potential, you know, entrepreneurs, which is great. I will give you an example. Okay, so the first guy is, you know, Travis, and second guy is Garrett. So the Travis Kalanick and Garrett Kemp, these two guys met at the tech conference in France in 2008. And then they discussed about kind of a traffic jam in the France and, you know, how to catch the taxis on the street. Anyways, they, you know, discussed about this problem. Then, you know, Garrett Kemp, after the conference, Garrett Kemp came back to, you know, his places. Then he developed these ideas, you know, a little bit more. Then they started this company. Do you know what company is? Yes, this company is Uber. So they founded Uber in 2009 from two people who met at the conference. Okay, so please go to the conference. Conference, then, you know, you have a chance to meet your co-founders. I will give you another example. Okay, look at these two guys. Okay, the left one is Drew Houston, and right one is Arash. Okay, Arash is also MIT student. Drew Houston, you know, graduated from MIT University. Anyway, so Drew Houston had an idea about, you know, the online storage, you know, file company, which is Dropbox. You know, he already had an idea, and he made a film, short video clip, and posted this video clip online. Then Arash watched this video clip, and he was impressed about the idea of Drew Houston, and they met together, you know, in one of the Y Combinator conference. You know, at that time, you know, Drew Houston tried to apply the Y Combinator, but he didn't have any co-founders. But the Y Combinators, you know, explicitly asked Drew Houston to find out co-founders, okay, you know, in order to enter the Y Combinator program. So that's why, you know, Drew Houston was looking for the co-founders. So they met together in the conference. Okay, Arash is a son of, you know, Iran immigrant. Okay, anyway, so he's very smart. So he decided to join this company. Then they started the company. Okay, so they launched Dropbox in 2007. This is the whole story. Where to find out your co-founders? Go to the conference. Okay, just Google it and just search for any relevant conference. Then just participate in this conference and discuss about your business ideas with others. Then you can find out, you know, the potential co-founders. So these days, so many startups, you know, started by this way. Okay, I will give you another one. The last area where to find co-founders is online platform. Yes, we live in online these days. You know, today, platforms like Y Combinator is a co-founder matching. You know, I already mentioned that. You know, this is a, you know, online matching program. This online matching program, you know, make this connection much easier and much accessible. And also there are another online platform exists like Indie Hackers and StarHawk and LinkedIn. You know, these online platforms are increasingly effective way to meet, you know, co-founders. Like a dating app, okay, like a dating website. I will give you a real example of online, you know, platform. These two guys met at the StarHawks, okay? You know, the left guy is Santiago and the right guy in Damilia. Okay, so Damilia, you know, came from Nigeria. And, you know, he had an idea about some kind of food delivery service for this kind of specific needs. So he wanted to find out the co-founders. So that's why he explained his idea through this website, this online platform. Then suddenly, you know, Santiago sent a direct mail to him. Then they met together. Then they started the Foodorama. Okay. Then they started this company. So this is a real example of the place where to find the co-founders. Okay, remember that. There are three major places. The first one, you use your existing network. Second one, okay, you need to participate in, you know, relevant conference or, you know, accelerating program. And third one, you know, you can meet your co-founders, you know, in online platform, okay? I will give you another important issue about the, you know, related to the relationship. Okay, look at this picture. So do you know who they are? Okay, first one is Steve Jobs. Second one, Steve Wozniak. Third one, who is he? You know him? Okay. You know, these three people are co-founders of early Apple. You know that? Probably you know the Apple was started by only two people, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. But it's not true. Apple started by three people, Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Ron Wayne. His name is Ron Wayne. At the time, he was 40 years old. Okay, he had a job experience and he had a family. Anyway, so they got together, so they started these businesses. Okay, look at this logo, okay, up here. This is the first logo of the Apple, okay? Under the apple tree, there is a Newton, read the book. Okay, this is a very complicated logo of the early Apple. Anyway, so who drew this logo? Yes, Ron Wayne drew this logo. And these three people started this company, but suddenly Ron Wayne changed his mind, and then he wanna leave the company. Okay, he tried to give up everything. So at that time, his equity was 10%. Okay, his equity 10%, Steve Jobs 45, and Steve Wozniak 45. So he clearly gave up his 10% of the equity. How much is it? $800. So he, $800 total to pay back, and he gave up 10% of the equity. How much is 10% of the equity is the current Apple? I don't know. I cannot calculate it. He gave up. Anyway. Then later, what happened? Okay, I prepared for the video. Okay, look at this video together. Okay, this is one of the movie clip. Okay, so what do you think? In the movie clip, the main character was Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and the guy who wore the tie. His name was Michael McClure. Okay. After Ron Wayne leave the company, you know, the Mike Makula visit this company, okay, which is you know, Steve Jobs' mom's garage. And then these three people started the company. Okay. So Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Mike Makula in the middle. So the Mike Makula joined the Apple in 1977. Okay. With $250,000 because he was rich at the time because he was a former, you know, the Intel the employee. Then he got stock options when Intel went to IPO. So he made a lot of money. Anyway, so he invested his money into the Apple. Then he got around 33% of the share of the Apple. So he became the co-founders. Okay. So the Mike Makula, you know, actually contributed a lot to the early Apple. Okay. Look at this picture as well. You know, these guys are founders of Airbnb. The first guy is Nathan, and second guy is, you know, Brian Chesky, and third one is Joe Gebbia. Okay. And, you know, the Brian Chesky and Joe Gebbia are classmates, and they started Air Bed and Breakfast concept in 2007. Then later what happened, you know, Joe Gebbia invited, you know, Nathan in this team. Nathan majored in computer science in which university? In Harvard University. Okay. He's kind of a genius. And these two other two guys are designers. Okay, so the Brian Chesky and Joe Gebbia, they met together at the school, design school, right, in New York. Anyway, so Joe Gebbia knew the Nathan, and he invited Nathan into the Airbnb. You know, so the, you know, the Nathan developed this platform because he's a computer guy, right? Okay, let's look at this picture. Wow, there are tons of examples. I'm sorry about that. Well, do you know who they are? Okay, first guy is Cameron. Okay, and second guy is Cliff. And third lady is, you know, Melanie Perkins. Okay, what company? You know, Melanie Perkins and Cliff, they met together in Australia. Okay, and they, again, they fell in love with each other, right? And then later they started a company about the Fusion Book. Okay, Fusion Book is an online tool for making yearbook of the school. Okay, and the Fusion Book make it, the make the you know, yearbook making process much easier. Okay, this is a kind of online kind of design tool. And then later, Cameron Adams joined this company because Cameron Adams is a former Google engineer. Okay, Google engineer. Anyway, then they started which company together? They started the Canva. Okay, you know the Canva, right? They started Canva in 2013 together. Well, I want to introduce kind of a relevant research, okay, in terms of the relationship. Look at this one. Okay, the researchers conducted three experiments. The first experiment is Kickstarter experiment. Second one, entrepreneurship competition experiment. Third one is a university course experiment. Anyway, the researchers conducted three very careful, you know, the experiment. And then they identified that there are three types of the team formation. Okay, right now we talked about team formation and we have to find out our co-founders. Again, there are three different types. The first type is we just rely on interpersonal relationship, just friends or just family members, something like that. Okay, your existing network, right? Second type is resource seeking. So for example, I need some computer guy. You know who is good at computer? You know who is good at programming? And just search for them. Okay, I need money. You know who has a big money? Okay, please search for them. Something like that. Okay, so we invited those, the co-founders because of resources or capability or skills, okay, or knowledge. And third one, there's a kind of a dual strategy. Okay, so for example, some of my co-founder came from my personal relationship, and some of my co-founders came from kind of resource seeking area, something like that. So we combine both. So I gave many examples, and these examples, right, the previous examples, you know, adopt what kind of strategy, what kind of types? Yes, of course, kind of dual types. Think about Apple. You know, Apple started Steve Wozniak, Steve Jobs, and Ron Wayne. And those three members came from attraction, because they knew each other. Okay, they live in the similar area. Okay, so they knew each other. Anyway, then later, after Ron Wayne left the company, then what happened? You know, Steve Jobs invited investors. Why he invited Michael Makula as a, you know, third co-founders? Because Steve Jobs need money. Okay, this is a kind of a resource seeking. What about Canva case? Okay, Canva started two people. They are kind of a partners. Okay, they are man and woman. And later they got married. Then they become husband and wife. Okay, it's clearly this co-founding team came from interpersonal attraction. Then later, you know, Cameron Adams joined this company. Why? Because the original Canva team needs some technology and network and know-how or experience. Okay, it's all about the resources. Anyway, so the original Canva team just mixed it together. Okay, combine the interpersonal attraction and resource seeking. Anyway, think about it. Those three types. Which types perform better? That is the question. What do you think? Which types perform better? Yes, you are right. Okay. Dual types are more likely to be successful. Dual type. So when you formulate your team, please think about this research result. Okay, it will be very helpful for you.